This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The White House called on people attending President Trump's campaign rallies to behave peacefully following an incident in El Paso in which a Trump supporter assaulted a BBC TV cameraman working in an area reserved for the news media. House Judiciary Committee passed a measure that would require background checks for all gun sales and most gun transfers within the U.S., the most significant gun control legislation to advance this far in Congress in years. Philippine police arrested Maria Ressa for cyber libel. She served as CNN's bureau chief in Manila and went on to found a digital media startup, Rappler, in 2012. In the years since, Rappler has become one of the most influential English language outlets in the Philippines. Since 1997, 99% of on-base military housing has been privatized. A 2015 Pentagon Inspector General report found pervasive health and safety hazards at military homes operated by such companies, and the IG blamed poor maintenance and oversight. About 15 private real estate companies partner with the Army, Air Force, and Navy to manage about 200,000 units. A Reuters investigation found, but the Pentagon has not said how much of housing stipends paid to troops flow to the companies of rent payments. Reuters estimated it was $3.9 billion in 2018 alone. Washington state legislature has proposed housing bills to expand the supply of housing, fund more affordable homes, and enact more tenant protections. Those bills will require cities to choose two of seven options for increasing their housing capacity or risk losing state funding for public facilities or transportation, authorize cities to enact new real estate excise taxes for funding affordable housing, and spur the production of accessory dwelling units. Amazon canceled its plans to build an expansive corporate campus in New York City after facing an unexpectedly fierce backlash from some lawmakers and unions who contended that a tech giant did not deserve nearly $3 billion in government incentives. A government watchdog said education department leaders relaxed in regulating the industry that collects student loan payments with the government, possibly contributing to a rise in defaults. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.